Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I'm back from my trip to America, refreshed and energized. And as I usually do whenever I come back from trips, I always remind you guys of that time it takes to wind down. We're all very, very busy. Our heads are, you know, always very jammed up with things that we're doing, things that we want to do, and that creativity sometimes gets a little bit blocked. And this time, 5 days, the usual 5 days, it took me to wind down, and the phone was by my side ready to start taking notes. And I'm sure you're no different to me. And it's amazing to just wait for that magic fourth or fifth day when your brain, your creativity starts to flow, because it's like it's been locked. And for me, having that away time, especially this time, I hadn't been away for a long time, for 2 weeks, and having that extended time after my kind of brain dump into my phone and my notes to then have extended downtime with those thoughts has proved to be invaluable. One of the kind of thoughts that I had when I was away was related to today's episode. I want to talk to you about visibility in business. Being seen, being present. And just before I move forward into today's episode, I want to just say thank you to every single one of you who sent me a message last week. It was incredible. Once I'd opened myself up, as I do frequently, but this time there was something different. A lot of you felt compelled to connect from the last episode, to reach out to me and just ask to speak to me on the phone. And you can only build relationships. I can only help you guys if I can find out what's troubling you. And it's important that I invite you in any episode to just DM me on Instagram. You're part of my day, guys, is spent replying to you all. If you've messaged me, you know I'll always reply. Because if you're struggling with low self-confidence, if you're struggling with a business idea, if I get an opportunity to just unlock that, I get to start to build a better connection with you, and I can get to start to be able to show you the best way for you to progress. And if I can just give you that, then by all means, at any time, just send me an Instagram message, ask to either speak to me or send me a question, and you know I'll always get back to you. Because it's very, very important that I build those relationships with you. And this week it's been interesting to just help so many coaches in building connections and relationships with people that they haven't or you haven't necessarily seen as a potential customer. And this kind of leads very nicely onto today's episode, because visibility in business, it is all about being seen. And my first question for you is, do you find that you are active with your marketing? And I mean this online, I'm gonna hit this straight off the bat. A lot of what I talk about is relevant to online training and personal training, because today's episode, being visible, is all to do with marketing. It's all to do with people seeing you. It's all to do with people having you in front of them on a regular basis. Now, I will have conversations with people frequently who are friends of mine, colleagues of mine, and even you guys, coaches, and you'll say, we see you all the time. Even going back to my early days as a personal trainer in LA Fitness, In the gym, you would see my programs. In the local magazines, you would see me. When social media started, you would see me on Facebook consistently. Now, one of the things about visibility is about being present. There are things that you see on a day-to-day basis that you may not invest in today, but see them enough, build a connection with them enough, and you will buy from them. Whether or not it's a dress, girls that you have seen for a while, whether or not it's trainers or shoes, what about a new car? You had the idea of a new car and then you keep turning on Instagram and you keep seeing this same car, and it solidifies the thought process that potentially that will be yours. And this is no different for you. My question to you is, are you consistent with your marketing, whether it's online or face-to-face in the gym? Are you going, or do you go through phases where you're buried in your business and you take your eye off the ball with your marketing? Do you notice a correlation? Have you considered there to be a correlation between how busy your diary is and the visibility, how frequently people see you? And now I don't mean how frequently people see you training people on the gym floor, but how frequently they are having reminders that you are a coach, you get results, you are available. You coach people. Now, people might see you training with people, but they don't necessarily keep watching you training people. So on the gym floor, is somebody going to the toilet and seeing on a poster an image of you? Are they going to the reception and seeing business cards? Are they going into the gym and seeing sets of your results? I know one of the coaches who was recently through one of our education programs with M10. He has a life-size pull-up of him, and people keep going past that every day. Here's the thing. Now, the guy I'm talking about is Rami Mahmood. So he came on our personal training mentorship, just to give him credit for his forward thinking. So if you guys know Rami, he actually has been through the Brand Impact Mastery course. He's doing a lot more with his marketing at the moment. Then I had a great idea to just get a life-size pull-up of him with his personal training everywhere. Now, if there are four or five trainers in his gym, people are walking out of the gym every single day and seeing a life-size pull-up of him, visibility. When they come in the gym, they'll see it. When they actually see him training people, they're going, that's that guy in the image. Now, the visibility that he has is suddenly trumping everybody in the gym. Think about online coaching. Think about anything you want to buy. Are Nike, for example, being more visible to you than Under Armour? Is that because you follow Nike more? Is that because you might follow Under Armour more? It depends. Now, here's the thing. If you don't follow Nike, you won't see Nike. If you don't follow your favorite shoes or favorite dresses or favorite musician, you won't see them. But if they put enough consistent content out, they might put adverts out, and you see them on a consistent basis, and this happens a lot with kind of Facebook advertising, people are creating an advert to an audience of which you could be one, and they're pointing their products and services or message to you, to the point where you then choose to follow them. Now, when you follow them, then they start posting consistent content, whether it's twice, once a day. And then you are in this visibility. You're seeing them all the time. Then the marketing process begins. Now, what happens if you saw the ad, you liked their content, and then they didn't post anything? After a while, what happens when people don't see you? Well, you disappear. And they start to see other people. Here's the thing, in the gym. If people come in the gym and they get introduced to you, or they get introduced to what personal training is, and then you do a personal training session and go home for 3 hours. And this is a big thing with personal trainers. In, gone for 3 hours. You come in, you leave, There's no marketing up around the gym of who you are, what you do. I remember when I was a personal trainer at LA Fitness, I put my transformations with my name and my phone number on the back of the toilet doors. Yes, they were taken down. I'd put them up again. There was my profile picture. There were people doing my free programs around the gym. I was consistently doing things to make myself more visible. And then I wanted to get more people to know me in the local town. So I started to write for the local magazine. I started to get my content published in the local paper when it was more people were reading the local press. And then I started to make sure, because of my goals and wanting to reach more people, that I would put more content out on social media. I haven't skipped a beat the odd day, very, very few, on social media for 10 years, Facebook, and then when Instagram came into play. I've done over 3,300 posts on Instagram. There are over 212 videos on my YouTube channel, and the visibility of that's over 2 million now. People are seeing my content. People are listening to my stories, listening to my messages on a day-to-day basis. So here's my question for you. Are you visible to your target audience? If you look back over the last 3 and 6 months, have you had phases of, I've done content for every few days. I've done content for a few weeks and then I've pulled back from it because I've got busy. It's so important to understand that when you're in a customer-based, service-based business, you can't afford to be buried in your day-to-day, that you're missing out on being visible to potentially new customers. Which means whether you're in a gym, on the ground, doing your personal training clients is not enough. You need to be presenting the journeys of your clients, whether it's in the gym or online. You need to be presenting the results of your clients in the gym or online. You need to be making yourself more visible by asking other people to help them or them to know how to talk about you. So in the gym, it's knowing the sales team, knowing the management, getting the management to actually talk more about what you do, whether you coach them, whether you teach them, you support them. So the visibility comes in word of mouth. So here's the thing. You have a flyer up in the gym. There's a board up with your picture. You're on the gym floor. Your visibility, another part of your visibility, is talking to people every day. Talking to people every single day is something that a lot of coaches don't do. You get busy with your diary and you let people walk in the gym. You let them walk past you and you don't say anything. But the visibility means that no matter how busy you are at any given time, your business could dip. My gym at the moment, we've had some of the guys dip, but we can always bring back clients who have been training with us a few months ago, clients that's we could step their sessions up a little bit more. We can get back in touch with people. We can be more visible to those people. Those people are on our radar. Those people are on our email list. We keep ourselves visible by putting out emails every single week. We keep our visibility with Facebook and Instagram. You'll see M10's posts every single day. People that are just finding out about us are building relationships with us on a consistent basis because we're visible. Now, it might be a piece of content that sends them to the website. It might be a set of results. But all the time, people are having the opportunity to consider. Visibility is about consideration. I keep seeing somebody. I keep seeing what someone's doing. I keep seeing the results that they're achieving. And soon enough, when that person says, why don't you get involved with me? Why don't you start working with me? Why don't we sit down for have a consultation in the gym? What about the amount of people that see your content and like your content? These visible people are people to engage with, to start conversations with. But without any visibility, you're not building any connections. So if you're not putting out much content, then you're certainly not going to get many followers. You're certainly not going to get people engaging with your content. And that means you're not going to be able to build connections. Now, here's the thing, online or face-to-face, we all will experience quieter times. And I've said this many, many times. You experience quieter times when your clients go away. But that doesn't mean that there aren't people consistently watching you who are ready to begin. So you have a quieter time, You tell your clients, look, if you're going away for a couple of weeks, I've got some new clients starting. As soon as we come back, we'll be able to move them, put you back into your regular slot. And then you will tell the new clients that are coming on board, you can have that slot for a little bit, but then we're going to have to move you to a different slot when you're coming back. What was a quieter patch fills up because of your visibility. And one of the things that a lot of coaches do, whether it's online or face-to-face, you have a lot of online clients, you miss out your marketing when you're face-to-face and training people on a day-to-day basis. You're so busy and tied into what you're doing, you start missing speaking to people. You start missing putting content out in the gym or posters or flyers. You start missing just having conversations with people. And then as soon as it gets to a period where everybody goes away, boom, your business dips. Now, your business dips, you then spend 2 or 3 weeks with a quiet business. But if you'd remain visible and talking to people and building relationships with you, you wouldn't be in the position where potentially those people are going to go and train with somebody else. So what happens when people don't see you, when people you're not visible, is people see other people. People connect with other people. Think about the trainer in your gym who probably annoys you that they've always got their flyers up, they've always got posters up, they're always talking to sales. In fact, a guy I know at the moment is having a lot of problem in one of the gyms that I have trained in. And he's having a lot of problems where the trainers are sniping at him because he's visible. He's on the gym floor. He's not going home. He's talking to people. He's helping people all the time. You go in that gym, you know he's available to coach. You know because he speaks to every single person. He's making himself deliberately visible. As a result, business is good, diary's full, threatened by other trainers because he's doing more. You know, as I said to you, I don't skip a beat with social media. If I can put 2 posts out some days, I will. If I always put 1 post out every single day, I always make sure that the articles, of which there's over 350 on M10 Live, they are shared on M10's platforms every other day on the Instagram platform. I repost some of my YouTube channel videos to make sure people see the execution videos. People build relationships with my YouTube channel. We put stuff on Twitter. We put stuff on LinkedIn. And we're consistently visible. And at the time when we are ready to sell a course, a seminar, whatever it may be, we've built those relationships up with people. The problem with a lot of people is as soon as you get quiet, you then want to market your business. Well, because you haven't had the visibility, you then say, oh, I've got this course starting or this group training program or this 8-week program or online coaching, and people haven't built a relationship up with you. This hopefully will relate to so many of you. Those of you who are visible, those of you who are being seen every single day but aren't getting engagement, that's slightly different. So you're keeping yourself visible. That's more to do with the style of engagement of your content, whether or not it's actually directed to the right audience. But in a lot of cases, majority of you are putting content out sporadically, whether it's online or you're doing your marketing sporadically in the gym. Here's the thing. I've talked at length about this, but professionals, Not just people training people, people running a business, have different hats to wear. Marketing, graphic design, sales, operations, accounts. One of your business roles is marketing your business. And if you look at any top flying business, they will always say, right, what are we doing with our marketing? Yeah, they might not use the word visibility, but if we're not putting our marketing out, then we're not remaining visible. And therefore, if we're very, very busy, we need to be having targets and schedules and planning. Accountability is another big thing with visibility. You know, inside a lot of the groups that I run, at the beginning of every single week is, how much marketing am I going to do? What days does it have to be done? How many people am I going to be speaking to? How many messages am I going to send people? Regardless of being busy. Because people can end at any given time. The route to having a full diary and building your reputation. I've talked about this a lot. Farming your business essentially means that once a crop in a field, for example, a crop of barley, is ripe and ready to go, they harvest it, they cultivate the land, refertilize the land, plant the barley, grow again. It could get better and better and better and better. I'm going to tell you this. Visibility with your marketing in the gym, you've got to be aggressive. You've got to put a lot of effort behind it. Visibility online with your Instagram is the ticket for you to a better business. It's your ticket to a better reputation. Because if you remain visible, you're always going to be challenging yourself with the quality of your content. If you remain visible, you're always going to be challenging yourself with the quality of your results. And as such, that visibility gives you an opportunity to consult with more people, to drive more conversations, to build more connections with people, to drive more people to be customers. But every single time you take on a new customer, you are able to set that customer up at the level that you are at now. So the early days of your consultations might be quite standard consultations. You might miss a few things when it comes to selling. You might set somebody up and just start training. But as you get better as a coach, you set people up differently. I talk about this at length in a lot of our seminars. You should be setting up a professional consultation, leading someone into a professional coaching service, which basically means the better you get at delivering consultations, the better opportunities your clients have got to get. The more knowledge you get, the more visible you get, the more education you share, online or face-to-face, the better clients you're going to get. So if you aren't visible and if you aren't putting content out, if you aren't speaking to people in the gym and you aren't challenging yourself, growing and putting effort into your marketing, you're never going to get a chance to work with better types of clients. So I always said to myself, you know, one thing I wanted to have is a reputation worldwide for my skills, my knowledge, my coaching. That meant that I had to remain visible because I wanted to be competitive with other coaches that were putting out a lot of content. But more importantly, and I say not competing, competitive, i.e. if other people in my position are consistently putting out content, you have to keep up. Because if you don't, other people build relationships with other people's content. So in your gym, is someone doing more than you? If they are, they're more visible. Online, is somebody within your space marketing harder than you, putting out more paid advertising? If they are, the chances are that they're getting the attention of your potential customers. Now, if you have targets, you have goals, you're not going to reach them if you are allowing yourself to go up and down. And when you have these spells of down, all you have to do is look at a 12-month calendar. I can say to myself, we are in August now. From January to August, I have remained consistent and visible and consistently improving because I'm measuring at all points the content I'm creating, the consistency, and the connections and relationships online that I'm building with people. And on the ground. We know that your business, your conversions from potential customer to customer is only going to happen when you have a conversation. And you can't build a conversation with absolute strangers every single time. Your visibility, being in the gym, walking around the gym, talking to people, not just talking to people, but building people into relationships, and relationships mean selling. So that means doing a training session, having 20 minutes, talking to people, building relationships, going into your next training session. Don't allow yourself to slip into low visibility. No one builds a reputation with low visibility. Spend a little time on social media. Look over the people that you follow. Spend a bit of time and look at the busiest trainer in your gym and say, what is it that they're doing? Are people noticing their coaching? Are they making sure people notice their coaching? The visibility, another thing, are your clients achieving results? People can't fail to notice that people are walking around the gym in great shape. They're your business card. People can't fail to notice the coach that's putting out consistent results, the coach that's putting out consistent education, the coach that's putting out consistent message to their target audience. Now, whether or not it's Instagram posts, Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts, whether or not it's putting out the right flyers and marketing in the gym, the key for your business to progress is visibility. So after this episode, what I'm going to do is just going to challenge you, or not after it, right now, I'm going to challenge you to set some non-negotiables. First thing is target your vision. Where do you want to get to? What do you want to achieve? Your non-negotiables are, right, in the gym, I'm going to make sure every single day I speak to at least not just one person, but someone that I already know. I'm going to move them from knowing me to potentially working with me, which basically means taking somebody who has had quite a lot of free advice off you and saying, let's get some time booked in the diary to talk about potentially working with me. What that basically means is you are reaching out to these people and making them more visible, driving a conversion. You're also going to make yourself more aware, people aware of you through visibility, by even putting something up on the wall, some form of flyer, giving people things for free, getting your name to be around, whether or not it's leaving a program in the changing rooms, whether or not it's sending somebody home with something. Can you make sure that there's something of yours, whether it's a program, a diet sheet, a folder, that would be around for people to see? I walk around the gym. Do I know that you work there? That's another big thing. Do I know that you work there? Now, online, for a lot of coaches, is all to do with marketing. Coaching to me and being able to get people in shape, if you can do it, that's half the battle with online training, a quarter of the battle with online training. Marketing and getting attention and being visible to your target audience, that's where a lot of coaches fail down, because you need confidence, you need knowledge, you need to know how to create content. That's the reason why I created my Brand Impact Mastery course, to help you actually take your brand and make yourself visible. Because when you make yourself visible, you have a chance of being able to build a community. When you have a chance of being able to build a community and stay visible, it's only then that you're able to sell your products and services. So visibility is essential in business. It sounds like, it might sound like, you know, today's episode's been a bit of a, Mark, you've kind of kept reiterating this point. I need to be visible. My point is consistency in visibility. It's not allowing yourself to go through these ups and downs of doing 3 or 4 weeks of content and then not being in the gym, speaking to people for 2 or 3 days, and then ignoring people for the rest of the few weeks. If you want your business to grow, if you want your clients to grow, if you want your portfolio to grow, and if you want your reputation to grow, your marketing, content creation, marketing and speaking to people and consistently driving more people to conversations, ultimately consultations and sales, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Now, hopefully this has struck a nerve with you today. Hopefully this has made you sit up and say, do you know what? There's a nugget I take away from Mark every time he does a podcast episode. And he's right today. He's right. I'm not visible enough. Here's the thing, guys. When I push people and I say, you're not doing enough, you're not speaking to enough people, you don't put enough great content out there, you're also not learning enough. Now, I talk about leveling up all the time. Is there another level to you? 100%. Is there more you can be doing? 110%. Can you be more visible to your target audience and make yourself stand out to the point where they go, I'm seeing this person every single day, I'm hearing what they know every single day, I'm going to engage with this person, I'm going to book this person. And that's why I don't doubt the ability for personal trainers to fill their diary, because if more people knew you, more people see you, how many people know you in your gym? How many people know you online? And I can bet your bottom dollar, if it's not many, it's down to lack of visibility, and it's down to lack of your improving in your ability to make yourself more visible. As always, guys, please send me a DM. Any questions you have, anything that I can help you with that just moves you from A to B. Now, I spoke to a lot of people on the phone. I offered you guys a brief phone call with me to just deal with one-ish area. If you would like to take advantage of that, please, if you got to the end of the episode of the podcast, drop me a DM. I'm more than happy to just give you that little nudge forward. So I look forward to hearing from you. Guys, I hope today's episode has been helpful. Visibility, be visible. Don't allow yourself to dip. Keep yourself in front of people. Build more connections. You will have more consultations and ultimately more conversions. Guys, have a great day. Speak to you soon.